Okay, the first question. Can you please give an example of conventional truth and ultimate truth according to the Bible Sugar system? Anybody?
You have?
I believe,
okay, go ahead.
I believe that conventional truth is a composite factor, something made of compositional factors, and an ultimate truth for them is a dharma or powerless particle. That may not be the
truth.
What is the ultimate truth?
So
compound is compound of the cause and conditions. So a collection of the cause and conditions. Anything that is made, you know, by the collection of the cause and condition is a compounded phenomena. The non-compounded phenomena is anything that is not, you know, for its existence, it didn't have to depend on the, you know, in the collection of the cause and conditions. So the space didn't need, you know, to have a cause and condition for its existence. You understand now, the non-compounded space?
That's
right. That's good, you paid attention. Okay, next question. What is the example of person in this system? What is the example of person according to this system?
Yeah. Go ahead.
Would they consider a person to be an angel and five aggregates? Five aggregates themselves are good. Collection of them is a person
which
is
a person.
Pumongade. The five aggregate, right? Five aggregate is a person?
So it's the idea of the person based on this five.
Yeah, according to the school, it's the five aggregates, right? So you heard what Menchen said, right? So it's the person here, it's not just human beings, it's also all the beings. So maybe we should say beings instead of saying person. So in Tibetan, the exact term, you know, that's used is kangsa. So that is, you know, that is referred to all the beings, you know, not only human being, but all the beings, not including the plants. Okay, the next one. How many divisions of yogic direct perception are asserted in this system? You're supposed to tell in memory.
Two also.
Okay.
About a few years. Okay. It's
a yogic direct perception. Yogic direct perception.
You understand what question?
Yeah, I just don't
know
the answer. Concept.
Yeah, how come I'm going to go? How come
Three.
It's one different one.
Yeah. 와카르사나 차이 못 하고 말해 가라 라벨 못 하고 있는 것도 되는 게 있어 차이 못 하고 있는 것도 되는 게 있어 가자가 다는 것도 되는 게 있어 괜찮은 게 있어 가자가 다면 잘하게 되는 게 있어 이자 차이 못 하고 되는 게 있어 숨차는 게 있어 얘도 숨 예스 나
Well, you can say either two or three. So you are correct if you say, when you say two, if you say, like Minching said, what, she didn't understand what is the difference of saying the gross and the subtle. So if you just say the yogic direct perception, cognizing the impermanence, then that includes both gross and subtle. And then there's a yogic direct perception, cognizing the subtleness of the person. So there are three. The gross impermanence, the subtle impermanence, and the selflessness of the person. So three in that way. So yeah, usually they're translated in they use many different terms for like perception, cognition, and conceptions. So all these are same, similar.
Yeah.
So usually, usually they divide into three, not as just as two, but into three. So there's one is the yogic direct perception.